California's misinformation law targets Dr. Zero. Commentary. A new and unconstitutional Orwellian gag order law took effect on January 1. Titled Physicians and Surgeons, Unprofessional Conduct, the law permits the Medical Board of California to discipline doctors who disseminate misinformation. It's an obvious and direct attack on the First Amendment freedom of speech, as well as the Fifth Amendment, which says an individual cannot be compelled by the government to provide incriminating information about himself, and the 14th Amendment's equal protection under the laws. This law attempts to mandate a new and undefined standard known as contemporary scientific consensus and illegally suppress differing professional opinions counter to this consensus on COVID-19. Differing professional opinions are, of course, protected from governmental interference and censorship by the First Amendment. The importance of differing professional opinions is also enshrined in the practice of medicine by the long-standing right and traditional entitlement of patients to the time-honored second opinion. If everyone were forced to adopt the undefinable contemporary scientific consensus, second opinions could be deemed to be misinformation. As a physician and attorney, I am particularly interested in this law as it is very dangerous for both doctors and patients. It also happens that I am Dr. Zero, responsible for triggering California legislators to pass this unconstitutional law. The transcripts of the committee hearings and bill analyses, mentioning me by name as the founder of America's frontline doctors, can be found at this link. Shockingly, these legislative hearings, particularly on August 30th and May 13th, 2022, target a specific individual. Such a deeply flawed legislative history also undermines the bill's legality. First and 14th Amendments. The leading and most recent Supreme Court precedent on free speech is National Institute of Family and Life Advocates v. Becerra. In NIFLA, the California Reproductive Freedom, Accountability, Comprehensive Care, and Transparency Act attempted to impose mandatory medical speech on healthcare providers. The FACT Act required pro-life healthcare clinics to inform patients that free or low-cost abortions were available in California and required the clinics to give the patients a telephone number to call for those services. The United States Supreme Court held that this law was likely an unconstitutional violation of the First Amendment. The court noted that laws targeting speech based on its content, which compel speakers to speak a particular message, are presumptively unconstitutional. The court also expressly stated, "Speech is not unprotected merely because it is uttered by professionals." This new California law does exactly the same thing, attempting to turn an undefinable contemporary scientific consensus into mandatory medical speech, and is a fatal constitutional violation under any First Amendment analysis. The new law is also unconstitutionally void for vagueness under the 14th Amendment. According to Village of Hoffman Estates v. Flipside, Hoffman Estates Incorporated, perhaps the most important factor affecting the clarity that the Constitution demands of a law is whether it threatens to inhibit the exercise of constitutionally protected rights. If, for example, the law interferes with the right of free speech or of association, a more stringent vagueness test should apply. Court challenges. There are currently three federal lawsuits challenging the new law. Hong v. Bonta was filed on December 1, 2022 in the U.S. District Court for the Eastern District of California by Physicians for Informed Consent and the California Chapter of Children's Health Defense on behalf of plaintiff Dr. Letrin Hong, a California-licensed osteopathic physician with more than 25 years' experience. The suit alleges that the new California law violates physicians' First Amendment and free speech rights by prohibiting them from sharing information with their patients if it is inconsistent with what the law refers to as contemporary scientific consensus and the standard of care. Hogue v. Newsom was filed on November 1, 2022 in the U.S. District Court for the Eastern District of California by New Civil Liberties Alliance, a nonpartisan civil rights group. The plaintiff, California-licensed physician Dr. Tracy Hogue, argues the defendants violate the plaintiff's 14th Amendment rights, as the terms misinformation, disinformation, and scientific consensus are unconstitutionally vague. McDonald v. Lawson was the first suit filed against the new law. It was filed on October 4, 2022, in the U.S. District Court for the Central District of California against the Medical Board of California and Attorney General. It was filed by Advocates for Faith and Freedom and Liberty Justice Center on behalf of two Southern California AFLDS-affiliated doctors. Dr. Mark McDonald is a psychiatrist and Dr. Jeff Bark is a primary care physician. Both doctors contend the new law violates the First Amendment and is unconstitutionally vague. The case is pending as it was dismissed with leave to amend, meaning an amended complaint must be filed. Supporting versus opposing groups. The groups supporting this censorship include the American Medical Association, the Federation of State Medical Boards, the Medical Board of California, and the Osteopathic Medical Board of California. The groups opposing this censorship include AFLDS, Advocates for Faith and Freedom, Advocates for Physicians' Rights, American Civil Liberties Union, Association of American Physicians and Surgeons, California Health Coalition Advocacy, Children's Health Defense, Liberty Justice Center, New Civil Liberties Alliance, and Physicians for Informed Consent. Given its extraordinary legislative history targeting the free speech rights of an individual physician, as well as its multiple clear violations of the United States Constitution, this California code needs to be struck down. The law is hardly the dispassionate and reasoned legal analysis the people of California deserve from its legislators.